1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, welcomes you now to Meat of the Week, a look at how to prepare those great cuts of meat that you can pick up at Blue Star Meats on the Blue Star Highway between Holland and Saugatuck. Rod DeYoung joins us as he does every week at this time to talk about the meat of the week. Good morning, Rod, and for me, Happy New Year to you. My first chance to chat with you in the new year.
Yeah, good morning to you too, Gary.
Thank you very much for joining us. Let's talk a little bit about what you have on your plate, no pun intended, for today.
We have the January ground beef special going all this month. I'll continue to remind everybody about that. It's been going pretty good. It's a really nice lean ground beef made out of mostly round, the hindquarters, and it's $2.75 a pound. I was just in a store the other day, and I saw ground beef for $4.99. I was like, holy cow.
Yeah, no pun intended.
Well, that's true. Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be going on the whole month of January, and we have lots of other cuts from the hindquarter, which is going to be your T-bones, porterhouses, New York strips, filet, sirloin, the tri-tip sirloin, and the Swiss steak, which is a round steak. So lots of that stuff going on this week.
Rod, let me ask you a serious question, and we're talking about cows and beef, and you talked about seeing the price retail at about $5 a pound. How concerned are you about the fact that maybe wholesale prices for beef is getting very high, because we've had some drought situations, some feeding situations that has driven up the prices on the market?
It's actually funny you bring that up, because I just talked to a gentleman yesterday in the market, and basically in the livestock buying market, and they are going up. They're going up significantly, actually, this week, is as much as 20 cents on the live or on the hanging weight of, whole carcass beef. So it is a little scary. I think some of the weather has to do with that. It's been hard to get some livestock in the hanging beef. I've been waiting for a grass-fed beef now for 6 weeks, 8 weeks, and still haven't gotten one yet. So, I'm not an expert at that by no means, but it definitely is starting to go up, and no one really seems to know how long it'll be there and how much it'll come back down again, and if it does. Obviously, no one can tell the future, so.
Yeah, if we did, we'd all wear turbans and have crystal balls walking around with them, I'll tell you that. We're talking with Rod DeYoung. It's Meat of the Week on 1450 WHTC, and it's Meat of the Week is brought to you by Blue Star Meats on the Blue Star Highway between Holland and Saugatuck. Easy to spot, new facility in terms of nicely renovated, and a lot of people can get to it. You mentioned about the ground beef sale that you're going on right now at Blue Star Meats. Everybody is so concerned about eating lean and eating nutritious meats, but is there a point where it becomes maybe too lean and it becomes almost tough to try to cook without having any, without having to do a lot of seasoning? Because if you don't have a little bit of fat, you lose a lot of the flavor.
Yes, you do, and it becomes a little crumbly. I've had meat so lean that you couldn't even cook it on a grill because it would actually fall through the screen and break into pieces. So, yeah, I believe there's a point where something is just too lean. And this burger is not that way. It's going to be about an 80-20, which is the equivalent to like a ground chuck. And it's got a lot of different, like I said, it's got the beef round. It's got a little bit of the flank in it. It's got little steak trim, a little bit of chuck trim. So it's a really nice blend of beef that just winds up being a really nice 80-85% lean, which is where most people want it. You do get some customers that really want the lean stuff, and we do carry that as well. So,
and then, well, you definitely a place to go in terms of getting good fresh meat at a very good price. That's Blue Star Meats over on the Blue Star Highway between Holland and Saugatuck. Rod DeYoung, we got to button this thing up. I appreciate your time. Glad for your thoughts about trying to keep meat costs down. It's not that easy right now because it's the weather and other factors as much. And we look forward to chatting with you again next week.
All right, thanks, Gary.
Thank you very much. That's Meat of the Week with Rod DeYoung from Blue Star Meats on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.